Worldview: 8 people killed in botched Israeli military operation in Gaza. By John J. Zanakis on November 13, 2018. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. 8 people killed in botched Israeli military operation in Gaza. Palestinians demand revenge but Hamas backs off from war. 8 people killed in botched Israeli military operation in Gaza. Palestinians stand next to the vehicle used in Sunday's military operation and destroyed by Israeli aircraft missiles on Sunday after the Israeli force had fled the scene. AFP. An Israeli army officer and 7 Palestinians were killed in a gunfight that followed a botched Israeli army military undercover operation in Gaza on Sunday evening. Israeli special forces members wore women's clothing to avoid detection and cross the border into Gaza. This follows another cloak and dagger operation on Thursday when a car crossed into Gaza carrying 3 suitcases in the backseat stuffed with $15 million in cash from Qatar. When the car was 2 miles into Gaza, near Khan Yunis, fighters of the Izzedine al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, stopped the car and asked to see ID cards. A gunfight ensued, killing 1 Israeli military officer, who has not been identified, and 7 Palestinians. One of the Palestinians was an al-Qassam Brigade senior command, Nuruddin Mohammed Salama Baraka, 37. Due to the secrecy of the operation, Israel has not revealed the specific purpose of the mission. According to one report, it was an intelligence-gathering operation that went wrong. According to another report, the objective was to kill Baraka. Although Israel denied this, saying that the operation was not intended to kill or abduct terrorists, but to strengthen Israeli security. The Israeli car fled the scene followed by al-Qassam fighters, bombed from the air by an extraction operation that rescued the Israelis with a helicopter. Guardian, London, and Jerusalem Post and International Mideast Media Center, Palestine, and AP. Palestinians demand revenge but Hamas backs off from war. In the worst bout of fighting since the end of the 67-day war between Israel and Gaza in 2014, Palestinians launched over 200 rockets and mortar bombs into Israel on Monday. 1 mortar bomb hit a bus, wounding an Israeli. At least 7 Israelis were wounded by other rocket strikes. Israeli tanks and fighter jets retaliated by bombing sites across Gaza. Palestinian officials said that at least 3 people, including 2 militants, were killed. Israeli missiles also struck and destroyed Gaza's Al-Aqsa television station, as well as a number of apartment buildings believed to house Hamas militants. Reports are that the Israeli army is preparing for all-out war in Gaza, renewing the 2014 summer Gaza war, especially after Hamas threatened on Monday that Israel will pay a heavy price for the operation. However, Egypt and the UN, which in the past have been mediators between Israel and Hamas, are hoping to bring about a ceasefire. In addition, a number of analysts are saying that Hamas does not want a war with Israel, at least not at this time, or to give Israel an excuse to launch a major military operation in Gaza. Besides saying that Israel will pay a heavy price, Hamas's rhetoric has not gone further to say that the incident will affect efforts to reach a truce agreement with Israel. Also, Hamas leaders have not accused Israel of sabotaging the ongoing efforts to achieve a truce in the Gaza Strip. Nor have they indicated that Hamas views the incident, which took place near Khan Yunis, as a trigger for another war with Israel. Hamas and militants in Gaza have been attacking Israel with rockets that have no guidance systems. Reports indicate that they also possess an arsenal of middle-range and long-range missiles that reach cities all across Israel, but they have refrained from using them. Hamas issued a statement saying, "The resistance last night taught the enemy a harsh lesson and turned its intelligence system into the laughingstock of the world." The statement claimed that Hamas scored a major victory over the Israelis, who were forced to flee after being spotted by Hamas militants. What these statements mean is that the leaders of Hamas have much to lose at this time in a war with Israel, especially with the influx of Qatari money and promises of further concessions. That means that there probably will not be a new Gaza war, at least for a while. Generational Dynamics predicts that the Mideast is headed for a major regional war refighting the 1948 war between Jews and Arabs that followed the partitioning of Palestine and the creation of the State of Israel. The war will also pit Sunnis versus Shias and various ethnic groups against each other. Generational dynamics predicts that, in the approaching clash of civilizations world war, the axis of China, Pakistan, and the Sunni Muslim countries will be pitted against the allies, the US, India, Russia, and Iran. Jerusalem Post, 11 November, and Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post and Israel National News. Related articles. Qatar provides $15 million in aid to Gaza. Will mediate electricity issues in Cyprus seaport, November 11, 2018. Islamic Jihad agrees to Egypt-sponsored ceasefire in Gaza after night of terror, October 29, 2018. Israel backs down from full-scale attack on Gaza after family escapes rocket, October 20, 2018. Israel hopeful that Egypt's mediation has ended Gaza violence, for now, June 1, 2018. Channeling Sisyphus, Trump and Abbas say Mideast peace not as hard as it looks, May 4, 2017. Keys, generational dynamics, Israel, Gaza, Hamas, Izzeddin Al-Qassam Brigades, Nur ed-Din Muhammad Salama Baraka, Al-Aqsa Television, Mahmoud Abbas, Palestinian Authority, Egypt, Qatar. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.